Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 792. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so I just want to go through an interesting thing, which is Negei Lemaisa, brings down the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos. We spoke about, again, in our Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, we're trying to finish off all these all-important halachas that are brought down over there. But he brings down in reference to a katan, a young child that is being learned, you know, is being taught the proper brachas. So we said, in reference to a child, again, what was the halacha we said for a bracha? Berachas hanenin, right? A person wants to make a shahakal on something. So the other person wants to eat something, so I'll make the shahakal for him. You can't do that. But when it comes to a child and you're teaching the child al tzchinach or whatever the case is, so then that we said that would be okay, for the adult in a teaching process. I just want to read how he brings it down. Very interesting from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos on page Tof Mem Gimel. He says, first he quotes from the Shulchan Aruch, Misha Einei Oichel, Einei Yochel Levarech Berchas HaMoitzi, Lohitzi Oichlem. If somebody's not eating somebody's not going to eat, so he can't make the bracha. Okay, so Aval Lekatanim for, you know, children who are being taught for Altschinach, Yochel Levarech, then one could make the bracha. So first of all, he brings down a very interesting from the Chazon Ish, and that is that let's say for example a young child. So I want to train the child. I'm going to say the bracha, the full bracha, help him with the bracha. He's going to say after me, whatever, but I'll say the whole bracha. So now, again, I'm teaching him chinuch and so on, and I'm saying Hashem's name. So the Chazon Ish brings an interesting thing, which the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos brings down in Ois number 155, and that is, let's say, if I'm saying the bracha for the child, I'm teaching him, right? So, and I'm not eating, but when it comes to a child, al tzchinuch, we said it's okay. But now let's say there's another adult, right? I'm going to make a shahakal and teach the child the shahakal, and I'll say with Hashem's name and everything. So let's say there's another adult, and the adult will say, listen, you're already teaching the child, and you're already saying the bracha in a way that's allowed to be said, because you're allowed to teach the child, and you're allowed to say, you know, to teach him with Hashem's name the right way to make a bracha. So I'm going to eat, this adult says, I'm going to eat a candy. So when you make the shahakal, have me in mind also, besides the cotton, have me in mind also, and therefore I'm not going to make my own bracha, and therefore I'll be good on this bracha, I'll be able to take the candy. In other words, there's another adult who's not going to make a bracha, and they'll be yoytze with this bracha that the person is teaching the child. So it brings down the Chazon Ish, it brings down that Echad HaMavarech Berchas HaNenen, somebody who makes a Berchas HaNenen, a bracha, Shahakol, or whatever it might be, it could be a Moitzi, it could be a Mazonis, whatever, but you're teaching a child. So he says, Echad HaMavarech Berchas HaNenen, the Katanim, and to teach children, but now there's an adult who also heard the bracha, right? I'll have him in mind and he'll listen to me, but he's not going to make his own bracha, and I'm not eating this food. I'm not eating. I'm just making the bracha to train the child. So, he says, and the adult is going to hear the bracha. Ain who, says the Chazon Ish, he quotes the Chazon Ish, ain who yoytzi de chavosa. He said, the adult would not be yoytza. Im hamavarech ein echayv bebrachazu. If the one making the bracha is not chayiv in this bracha. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. In other words, like this, if I'm eating a candy and the child's eating a candy, right? So I make a bracha on the candy and the child is saying it along, so I'm teaching the child, but I'm also eating a candy. And now if there's somebody else in the room, let's say, who wants to be yosef with my bracha, so I'm eating a candy and it doesn't make a difference if the child eating the candy or not, but I'm eating the candy and I have a mind to the bracha on my candy also and to teach the child. So now this other person says, listen, have me in mind with your shahakal, so I would be allowed to have the other person in mind because I'm also eating a candy. I'm just giving an example. It could be with challah, it could be with anything. I'm also eating a candy, so I make a shahakal and I have the other person in mind. I'm teaching the child also, and I'm also eating the candy, so I need a shahakal, and I also have the other adult in mind, and he listens to my bracha, so that would be good for his candy if the case situation arises. But now let's say, but like we said, but says the Chazon Ish, quoting the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos quotes in Ois number 155 on page Tof Mem Gimel, if I'm training the child, I'm not eating the candy. The child's going to eat the candy, and I help him make the shahakal, and I say Hashem's name and everything, so the other adult who's eating the candy would not be able to be yoytze with my bracha, because I'm not eating a candy. I'm not eating anything that's shahakal. I'm not eating. I'm just training the child. So my bracha is not going to help him. That's what he says. very important thing to keep in mind, that that's what he says. Ein hu yotzi yidei chavosa, the other person would not be yotza. An adult hears the bracha. Ein hu yotzi yidei chavosa. He wouldn't be yotza. Im hamavarech, if the one making the bracha, ein echayv bebracha zu. If the one making the bracha is not also eating, something whereby that would be a shahakol also. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. Now, another thing in conjunction with this, he brings down, interesting, he says, the Sefer Piskei Tshuva in Ois Namachav Zayin on page Taf Mem Gimel, Afilu Hakatanim Einem Oichlem. Even, I'm training the child. So good. So the Mishnah Berurah said, Kishroitzim Leihonis, he brings down on, in Ois number 156, right? The Mishnah Berurah said, Kishroitzim Leihonis, that they want to eat also, the Einam Yoidim Levarach. The child wants to eat, he doesn't know the bracha, so I'll teach him to make a bracha. Right? He doesn't know, he has to make, how to make the shahakol, so, he's eating whatever the case is. He's eating over there, right? Where he's eating noodles, he's eating lokshin. So I'm going to teach him to make a mazonas. I'll teach him. He doesn't know what to make, so I'm going to teach him so I can say Hashem's name and so on. So he says the Piskei Tshuva brings down an ois chav zayin v'afilu akatanim einam oichlem. Even the small child is not eating, right? Even if he's not eating, ela roitza lelamdem say the brachas. But I want to teach him. This is a mazonos. This is how you make a mazonos. This is how you make a shahakal. I'm teaching the child. So says the Piskei Tshuva, you're allowed to teach him, v'afilu baskoros Hashem, even with saying Hashem's name, in this case, even though he's not eating. So that's another important thing to keep in mind, that it's not just if the child is eating. In other words, if the child's eating, he doesn't know, what bracha would I make on my lokshin, on my noodles? What bracha would I make? I'm eating a piece of fish. What bracha would I make on my fish? So I'm going to train him. He doesn't know. I'm going to train him and teach him to make a shakal, like I say Hashem's name. And what bracha I make on my lokshin? So I train him and I teach him to make a mazonos, right? But not just that, says the Sefer Piskei Tshuva, even the vafilu ketanim einam oichlim, even if the child is not eating, and you want to just teach him how to make different type of brachas. This food you make this, the other food you make that. So you can even say Hashem's name in this teaching process. So now he says, okay, so he just ends off, which we spoke about, that as much as possible, a person, you try and start off Hashem's name, you say the first syllable or whatever, so the child tries to say it afterwards. In case not, you could say out the whole name when Hashem's name in conjunction with teaching a child the right bracha. And one more thing, he just finishes off that, so let's say the child has to say, learn the bracha. So the adult shouldn't say, even though the adult's allowed to, teach the child, the adult shouldn't say the bracha. Like I'll say the bracha toshem, shakal niyabavari, the whole bracha, and the child will say, amen. No, shakotin yoimer achar hagadol, the cotton should say after the gadol, baruch, he says, baruch ata, and so on. Shakotin yoimer achar hagadol, mila bamila, each word, meyashesh hagadol, yivarech lefana, vakotin yana amen. So he says it's better that, right, so that's what he says. It's better that the child says word after word after the adult. In other words, it's better than doing that than the gadol should just make the bracha v'akotin yana amen, and the child will just say amen and that's it. He'll eat. No, you have to teach him. You have to teach him in the right way and train him in as much as possible. If you have to say Hashem's name, you say Hashem's name in teaching him. If you don't have to, if he could, you get it out of his mouth without, so then that's even better. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and Baruch Hu Kol Tov.